You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Richard Justice and Allison Footer.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, here with my colleague Richard Justice, and soon we will be joined by Thomas Harding, who covers the Colorado Rockies for MLB.com. Obviously, this is the time of year where a lot of teams are looking ahead to next season, even though there have been some pretty interesting things that have gone on lately. The Rockies have been playing spoiler. You know, it's a little early to do that, but they certainly had a big doubleheader win over the Reds, and some huge things happened in those two games. So, Richard, all is not lost in the Colorado Rockies looking towards finishing this season, and I guess next year maybe they can sort of figure things out.
You know, if they just get their pitchers back, the pitchers they counted on, a lot of the players they counted on, they've got young players all over the place. They got two of the young best young pitchers in minor league baseball on the way up. I would think things are pretty optimistic on a certain level. Let's call in our friend Thomas Harding, who covers the Rockies for MLB.com. Thomas, I wanted to ask you about Josh Rutledge playing shortstop for Tulowitzki now. Do you think there's any mindset in the front office that, look, we got a young guy at second, LeMahieu, we got young catcher now, young third baseman, Arenado, that they might be better off trading Troy Tulowitzki and just throwing it to these kids and using their financial resources, financial money, financials, other places? What do you think?
I don't see that happening. Josh Rutledge is a heck of an athlete, and he is still learning the shortstop position at the major league level. But especially offensively, he could be a very good player. But really, I see the future for him is playing shortstop some, but also if he can improve at the other positions, finding different ways to get his bat in the lineup. I don't see him as an everyday shortstop, or not the type of guy who comes up through your system and says and leads you to say, we can trade Troy Tulowitzki. I'm not saying that he's not a good player, and could he be a shortstop at this level for a team every day? I think so, but I don't see him as the type of guy that convinces you to trade Tulowitzki. I think that the last couple of years, the ups and downs he's gone through, he could turn out to be a very good infield utility guy for this team, especially because he brings some offensive gifts to the table.
Tulo is an interesting guy. He's in his eight full seasons, he's averaged 117 games a year. And yet, even with all those games missed, he is by far the most productive shortstop in baseball, even with the games missed. So, I mean, he's kind of a fascinating case study in production.
Exactly. When you look at guys who are injury prone, a lot of times at various positions, you can have a guy come up behind him and give you something resembling his production. There isn't a shortstop who's going to give you the Troy Tulowitzki production. I mean, how many guys are going to finish with 21 home runs? How many guys are going to hit 340 and have the OPS over 1,600 that he does? So even in a partial season, his production with the home runs and the runs batted in clears that of many shortstops in the game, in fact, most shortstops. So that's where you have the issue. I would like to see maybe someone of a veteran pedigree that could come in and be an everyday shortstop if Troy Tulowitzki is injured, but also be a utility-type guy. I did talk about Rutledge, and I think he has the tools for it, but someone like a Clint Barmas, who is a free agent next season, that would be the type of guy I'd like to see in there to protect you. Is he going to give you the Troy Tulowitzki home runs and RBIs and bat in the middle of the order? No, but I think it gives you a little bit more peace of mind if something happens to him.
Can you enlighten me a little bit? Because I feel like I'm missing something here. I mean, I understand that what Tulowitzki brings, I get his numbers, but also the health issues that have really plagued him from season to season. And so now he's in this long-term contract, and there's so much talk about maybe they'll trade him, and, ooh, is he going to ask for a trade? And, I mean, is this even a tradable commodity and a tradable contract given, you know, given that he's not really guaranteed to be healthy over a full season and how much money he's making?
Yeah, that's the thing that I always come back to. If you're going to trade a Troy Tulowitzki or even a Carlos Gonzalez, and I may have said it here, I know I've said it so many times that that I think I say it in my sleep. If you're going to trade a guy like that, a lot of people ask the Rockies to load up on young pitching. The problem is a lot of that young pitching that they've traded for hasn't been able to pitch here or hasn't really panned out. you do need young pitching, but if you trade guys like that, you need a bat that will replace what he gives you. I mean, I'm looking at this roster now, and if they trade him for a bunch of young guys and say, hey, at least we have guys who are on the field. Yeah, they're on the field, but they're not hitting 340, and they're not hitting 21 home runs in three-fourths of the season. If you don't get that type of guy, the guy who will be the star, like when they traded Matt Holliday and got Carlos Gonzalez, I can't see making the trade because you're not getting the value that you need, especially if you really believe that this team can make noise in the division.
And they're going to eat a lot of that money, I would think, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I'm another team, do I give up a young bat who could be a star and quite a bit of my young pitching when I'm paying a whole lot of money through 2020 for a guy that I'm not sure is going to be healthy? And if you look at what he's owed, I can't remember the total figure, but he's owed quite a bit. Plus, there's a $2 million trade bonus that he would get from the team he's going to.
Thomas, the Rockies have two of the best pitching prospects in baseball, Eddie Butler and John Gray. Do they see either or both of them being in the big leagues next season?
I think they do. Eddie Butler had a very strong spring training for them. I think going into the regular season, something happened with his shoulder, and he still was pretty dominant at the Double-A level, but they brought him up. He overthrew in his first game and went on the disabled list, but I believe they can get all of that straightened out. And if he comes back sinking the ball the way he did in spring training with another year's experience, he could be a very good pitcher for this team. With John Gray, he's a different type of pitcher. He's a strikeout guy. He likes to run up the strikeouts. He's not a ground ball guy, which I know this organization wants. But if you have that true power pitcher, that's something that really hasn't been tried in a while at Coors Field. I mean, but Ubaldo Jimenez did a pretty darn good job of it for a couple of years before he declined. So those are two guys that I can't imagine that they won't be a part of this rotation for years to come. The question for both of them, I believe, is health, because it seems like so many pitchers have come out of college and sometime early in their pro career, especially if they move to the majors quickly, they go through a shoulder or elbow issue.
Well, let's go off topic for a minute because I love this story. And you know how LaTorre Hawkins is one of my favorites, so I'm definitely biased toward him. But this great story that comes out, he basically funds and he recruits a lot of his baseball buddies to fund the families of the kids playing on the Jackie Robinson West Little League team from Chicago to be able to go to Williamsport and watch them play in the Little League World Series. So it ponied up like $20,000, and then they added some others for some other expenses that came from the pike. I mean, this guy, you know, he doesn't even do this for the attention. He just does this because, like, that's what he wants to do, and he feels like it's the right thing to do, and it helps other people. So, I mean, you really can't say enough about LaTorre Hawkins.
No, you can't. I mean, this is a guy who's been through so much in baseball. He's seen every situation. And also, he came up before a lot of the players now came up, where there's a real cottage industry of travel teams and private instructors and a whole lot of things that narrow the pool of players, and I think it has hurt baseball in the United States. To have a guy like a LaTorre Hawkins step up for just a Little League team, and, you know, a lot of those travel teams, they really kind of push Little League aside. They say it's not as competitive as our organization, whatever it is. I like the fact that not only is he standing up for kids in the inner city, and those were kids that was a program he played against growing up in Gary, Indiana, but also just to say Little League Baseball does a lot of things right, and I want to stand up for it. I think, and we had a conversation, I know I wrote an article about it, and we talked beyond that, and he's like, hey, I'm a product of Little League. I really believe in what they do.
Yeah, he had a great upbringing, and, I mean, the memories that these families are going to have of being able to watch their kids in these games is just—it's just incredible. Richard, do you have anything you want to add to this?
I wanted to ask one thing: how is Walt Weiss dealing with a very difficult season?
He's dealing with it pretty well. I mean, it upsets him because he's a true competitor. But I believe last year, going through the rigors of it, he settled in and decided that he's a big league manager. You know, he was hired from coaching high school baseball, and while he had been around the major leagues, there was a feeling out period on the part of the Rockies and on his part. Do I really want to put up with this and deal with an organization that maybe that is going through its problems? And he's all in. I mean, I believe that he's got in the guys to play very hard for him. Do they execute? No. But he's part. But he understands that it's execution right now. It's not necessarily talent. There is some talent here. So he believes in the future of this team.
Okay, Thomas, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Good stuff as always.
Hey, thanks for having me. And if I can say one more thing, Jackie Robinson, Little League, and what's going on in the Little League World Series with Monet Davis, the young female pitcher from Philadelphia, I am hoping that more kids get involved in baseball. Baseball has lost a lot of athletes to some of the other sports, and there's this trend toward just being a one-sport athlete. But to watch Jackie Robinson team out of Chicago, out of an inner city where you don't have large amounts of money in the program, do well, and also to watch someone like Monet Davis. Yeah, there are a lot of boys and girls who play various sports, and she's a very good basketball player. And what I want to see is more kids not being forced to specialize in one sport. I mean, there are Monet Davises out there. There are a whole lot of kids out there that could be playing baseball that I hope will be playing baseball based on what's happening this year.
Yeah, and she has a very good message that when kids that haven't been exposed to baseball, when they play it, they love it. They absolutely love it. Carl Crawford said as far back as when he was in high school, he'd say, no, this is a great game. Just try it. So I appreciate you saying that, Thomas. Thank you so much.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.